Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, and I'm storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me, I have Gaydar Magdanurov from Acronis, who is Chief Success Officer there. And today we're going to talk about some aspects of backup and recovery in the current environment with all the changes that we're seeing in IT. And hi, Gaydar, first of all. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Anthony.
So, Gaydar, the first question I have actually is, what key aspects of IT right now are most impacting backup and recovery? Over to you.
I would name two. Cloud and remote work, that's number one. Now, your data is scattered everywhere. It used to be in one place, so you know where it is and what to do with this. But now it's like everywhere. And you can use an analogy like Lego by kids. You know, they play this Lego blocks, and if they're in one spot, you know what to do with them. You can find what you're looking for. But now they scatter around your apartment, and it's very hard to find the right block that you want to use. But also, it's very, very dangerous when you step on one. So that's kind of the same thing happening with cloud and remote work, because there's also the rise of cybersecurity threats driven by AI, and AI allows bad guys to use the data in a way we couldn't imagine before. They can extract valuable information from virtually anything. So imagine the data is scattered everywhere. Somebody can get access to it, and they can get some information out of it that you didn't even thought is possible to get out of it, like infer your political interest or get the answers to your secret questions for your banking account. So this is the major issue right now. Data is everywhere, and it has to be protected in a way that is AI-proof.
Thanks, Gaydar. So the next question is, how does the rise of AI impact backup and recovery? I guess drilling down into your key points in the first question. Over to you again.
Yeah, and this is exactly what I mentioned, is that AI allows to extract data or extract valuable information from the data that we never thought we can extract from it before. So in the past, you could think, oh, backup is a secondary copy. If I lose it, I can create another one. But now it is available source of information by itself. The bad guys can use it to get some information about you, but good guys, security solutions, can learn from backup. So now, actually, this is a pivotal moment for data protection industry that is being integrated with security industry. So you have to have integration between security and data backup, because security can learn from backup, but also backup should be secure. So I would say that now, if you think about the way AI is used by attackers to create phishing emails or create new types of ransomware, create new types of exploits and quickly get into your systems, you would have to understand that you will have to have multiple layers of protection. So I would say the major implication for data security with AI is that it forces you to integrate security and data protection into one solution.
Excellent. Thanks, Gaydar. That's all the time we have for today, but hopefully we can pick these issues up at a future point. And thanks very much. And that's all from this podcast. For more podcasts on storage and backup, check out computerweekly.com/storage.